And you're listening to Men for More Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Men for More podcast.
Welcome, everybody.
Seeing more from a different consciousness. You're here with Sheridan and
Stephanie Smart.
Nice, nice, nice. That is how it goes. You know, Men for More, at Men for More podcast, we see more from a different consciousness. This is the creative space. I am your host, Sheridan, as I mentioned before, and our co-host is
Stephanie.
That is it. Very calm. Yes, and the Men for More podcast is, we're going to introduce our sponsors of the Men for More podcast. They are,
yes, and our first sponsor is SNS Films. SNS Films is a very broad media group that will experience videography on a different scale for any form of client, weddings, birthdays, anything you name it, we'll get it done.
Yes, that is it. And Sheridan CK Photography, you know, providing the best service in the aspect of photography for you and for yours. Lovely. And today in the news, we're going to dive into a very powerful topic that we see right now for this week, that is, for on this day, September 14th, you know, it's still a news that is actually trending right now. And this is the fact that the Queen died, the Queen of England.
Yes,
I think Jamaicans are kind of having a different feeling towards that.
Yeah, but did you see what Andrew Holmes actually put in the Queen?
Yes, this 12 days
of mourning.
12 days what? Of mourning.
Why? Like, we're not mourning anyone this long. Why we have to have 12 days of mourning for a person who enslaved us for so many
years? Oh my, that is a whole another topic by itself.
Ancestors and people before that.
Oh my, all right. We're not going to dive into that one right now. Yes, that's how it goes. Lifelong tips. So that's in the news just now. That is it for in the news. You know, the Queen have died. And we're going to transition right now to lifelong tips for you and your future. Steph, do you have anything to share regarding this? Lifelong tips?
The first one. Stay away from toxic people.
That is it.
Stay away from people that drain your energy. Just as simple as that. If you need to get another space to create your own in order for you to be happy, why not just do that? Why not just get up and just say, I'm done with this. You don't need people around to drain your energy.
That is it. That is it. Lovely. Lovely. Thank you for sharing that, Steph. Lifelong tips for you and your future. All right. So we're going to dive into our episode right now. But before we go into our episode, we're going to take a quick break and we'll come right back.
And you're listening to Men for More Podcast.
The way listening to Men for More Podcast.
We're back from our break, guys, and we're going right into our general topic for today. Our general topic for today is about self-care. And our brand or our message for this topic is, what you touch, you fix up. Sheridan, what do you have to say about that?
I really love that one. What you touch, you fix up, you know. The moment you said this one, the first thing that came to mind was actually your space, because this is a creative space, you know. So your space has a lot to do with that, your environment where you're at, you know, because that is a part of self-care. I mean, it's not just about the amount of products you put on your body or the amount of powder you put on your face. Getting a new
makeup
clothes
doesn't fix self-care. Like, makeup is not, no, nah, it's more like taking off those things that hold you back, that is temporary. You can't have on makeup forever. You have to love your natural skin.
Well, some persons find it to be a very resourceful thing for them, in for different cases, but I kind of get where you're coming from, because you know your natural beauty is very important, and you should value that and not, you know, indulge yourself in all of these chemicals and powder and these things, you know, that they're creating for skin, because you have to put yourself first. That is self-care.
Yeah, and if you even if you're a person who have blemishes on your face, you can try natural remedies that can actually clear up your face. I am currently using CeraVe and it's working for my skin. It's not per se natural, but it's working for my skin. Instead of me focusing on finding the right foundation and the contours, it's beautiful when you can actually go out and have on makeup on your face, because that's how you feel proud and confident. But I'm here to tell you, like, why not feel proud and confident in your own skin? Like, makeup covers. Why not try to reveal who you are to the world?
Yeah, that's true, because I mean, self-care have to do with, you know, just the way how you bring yourself, but it's even the way how you were even brought up, because some of us, you know, as you might know, Steph, you know, we were grown up in a culture where we were pushed to believe certain features are beautiful, are attractive, you know, when truly it's just a worldly thing.
Yeah, because the shows that we used to watch when we were younger was more like, oh, girls with white skin complexion and long hair, straight hair, when my hair is curly and my skin is black. What's going on? Is
But even with a recent situation, we see where a lady where she had damaged hair because she was trying to get her hair straight so she can see the length. And I don't know if it was because of those movies that she was influenced by that, you get me? So it was really, it's a concerning thing, because you know we have to really not just look at what is there, but really look within ourselves and see what is best for us. So really that was a very informative aspect of self-care. I mean, what you touch, you fix up. So,
and there are other ways that you can actually, you know, promote self-care, is just by walking in nature, looking at the sunset. Today we saw a beautiful sunset, guys, but that's beyond the point. You know, making sure that anything that you digest is of pure value, pure nutrients value. Also, like, taking a bubble bath if you're interested in that, just light some scented candles and take a bubble bath. Those things are self-care. It calms your mind and it makes you, or brings you to a type of serenity.
Yes, exactly. Powerful. So, yeah, what you touch, you fix up. That should be your weekly slang, you know?
When me touch, me fix up.
So, I mean, dust your space, ensure that it's clean, it's fresh, you know, all of that. Because all of these add to your mental state.
Drink plenty of water.
Yes, that is it. That is it. So, physical self-care is a very important thing. What you touch, you fix up.
And you know which point I forgot to add up?
Mm-hmm.
Exercising.
Or
any form of exercising.
Yeah.
Yoga, anything that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Those bring you to a place of serenity.
Serenity.
Yeah.
Lovely. That is it. And that is the aim. We all want peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Even a gunman want peace of mind, you know?
I'm not sure about him.
Yeah, man, he want peace of mind, but him feel like he must kill if he get that. Well, that's not the way to do it, you know? It's just, but everything is different, you know? Everybody want peace of mind, you know? We risk ourselves to do other things, but at the end of the day, what you touch, you fix up. That is it.
Yeah, are there anything that you do personally that's for self-care?
As it relates to that, yeah, I like to have a very clean space, you know. If the place need to wipe or to sweep or the counters need to wipe or the shelves need to dust, you know, I love to actually do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to keep the place clean, because that helped me to function better in that environment when it's clean, when it's fresh, you know. Yes, ventilation is a very important thing.
The scent,
yeah, man, make some nice fresh wind flow through the place, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, what about you, Steph? Do you, you know, do anything regarding physical self-care?
Yeah, I'm a person who loves my skin.
Mm-hmm.
And the moisturizing with a shea butter and a lotion, or like placing that on my skin.
Yeah, you know,
having the place scented. I love scented candles. Those are the things that drive me.
Lovely.
You know, beautifully, not insane. And I also like trying new things in the kitchen, you know. That's my form of physical self-care, to say that I'm a place, whatever is good and healthy in my body.
Yes, that is it. That is it. Lovely. Yeah, man. So that is it. Physical self-care.
What you touch, you fix up.
Yes, and remember, this is the Men for More podcast. The podcast seeing things from a different consciousness. Steph, do you have anything else you would love to share?
Yeah, guys, just remember to put yourself first. Your physical self-care is just as important as your spiritual. And, you know, you have so many different ways that you can take care of your body, take care of yourself, that you just need to find what works for you. Try new things, you know? See how that physical self-care can be improved each and every day. Big up on yourself.
Yes, all right, lovely. So that was physical self-care. We're speaking about self-care. However, in the upcoming episodes, we're going to speak about other aspects of self-care, because of course physical self-care is not the only self-care. There's other aspects that are very important as well. So in our next episode, next week Wednesday, we will be coming out with another self-care episode. I don't think you want to miss that one, right, Steph?
Yeah, you don't want to miss that, guys.
Nah.
We have something coming.
Yes.
Tune in, guys.
Great things. That is it. So, yes, this was the Men for More podcast. You're here with your host, Sheridan, and your co-host,
Stephanie.
Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you coming here. Taking the time off to just plug in this podcast right now into your headset to listen to what we have to say. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye, everyone. Have a nice day.
Peace.